Oh, wow. Last year we had such a great turnout. It really exceeded our expectations, more than we could imagine. We had so many great people show up. We wish we could do this more often, but 4th of July seems like the appropriate time to celebrate our successes and what's going on in our great nation. So we just figured we'd make it an annual thing.
And tell us a little bit about kind of the reason you do it. Well, you want to celebrate the 4th of July weekend, but I'm assuming, you know, the other important part of this is bringing attention to the significance and kind of sustaining this historic property. Is that right?
Yes, it really is, Jim. The property, you know, has been here since 1855, and so few people are aware of its existence, and even fewer yet have been able to get inside of it and take a look. So we decided to do this open house and just let people come in and view the property, see the changes year over year. You won't see a lot this year, different from last year. We had some struggles this past year, lost a great member of the family, Mr. Steve Willett, and so things slowed down a little bit. But we did get a boiler replaced, so we've got heat in the house when the winter time comes, and we can really get to work on it, you know, this winter. Beyond that, it's just an opportunity for the community to get together, enjoy each other's fellowship, see what we're doing out there, possibly get involved. Mercer Market's coming out and going to provide pork chop sandwiches for donation. We'll be taking donations at the door. And then at the end of the night, we'll have fireworks and then a band, Blank Stare, one of the premier Mercer County bands, will be playing for us on the porch. So it's really a good time, family-friendly event. We really encourage everybody to come out and enjoy it.